Lady Be Good by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. Copyright 1999 by Susan Elizabeth Phillips. This recording of the full-length reading of Lady Be Good was published by arrangement with the author and the Axelrod Agency, and was produced in 1999 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book is read by Anna Fields. Chapter 1. Kenny Traveler was lazy. That explained why he'd fallen asleep in TWA's Ambassador Club at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport instead of promptly meeting British Airways Flight 2193 at the gate. Pure laziness. Plus the fact that he didn't want to meet Flight 2198. Unfortunately, the entrance of a noisy pair of businessmen awakened him. He took his time stretching, then yawned for a while. A nice-looking woman in a short gray suit smiled at him. And he smiled back. He glanced at his watch and saw he was half an hour late. He yawned again, stretched.
"Excuse me," the woman said. "I'm sorry to bother you, but you look so familiar, aren't you?"
"Yes, ma'am, I am." He tilted his Stetson and gave her a grin that still had a little yawn clinging to the edges. "And I'm flattered you recognize me outside the rodeo ring. Most people don't." She looked confused.
"Rodeo? I'm sorry, I thought you were... You look so much like Kenny Traveler, the pro golfer."
"Golfer, me? Oh, no, ma'am. I'm way too young to play an old man's game like golf. I like real sports."
"But
rodeo, now that's a real sport. Football, too. And basketball."
He slowly unfolded all 6 feet 2 inches of himself from the chair.
"When it comes to tennis, though, that's one thing..."